something about going to the bench, bringing in the second stringers, and it doesn't get much deeper down the bench than bringing in your old pal A-Town. But, you know, I'm just happy. I'm ready to play next man up mentality, as they say, so happy to be here.
Absolutely. A-Town, as you are known, of course, we have a little history because we used to do some college radio shows together back in the day, and appreciate you coming on, buddy.
No problem, guys.
So we want to tell our listeners a little about you and build up your credibility, because you certainly got it. Avid Utah Jazz fan your whole life, so much so that you named your firstborn son Stockton. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. He's right here. I don't think he's going to try and say anything, but you never know.
Well, A-Town, let's talk about the Utah Jazz still sitting in first place in the West and coming off the loss couple nights ago against the Suns, rebounding last night against the Trailblazers, and 2.5 games ahead of the Suns, 7 games ahead of the Lakers. Jazz are rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a glorious time to be alive, but every day I wake up in fear, checking scores from the previous night's NBA games. So, yeah, we're watching the scoreboard pretty closely here in Salt Lake City.
Absolutely. A-Town, you've been a Jazz fan forever. I mean, I remember all those years talking about the Jazz when we were in college and things. But for you, as an avid Jazz fan, you know, what has this season been like for you? Talk about what it's been like for you as a fan.
You know, it's been pretty crazy. The Jazz have been playing pretty well. I mean, there was a stretch where we were just, you know, if we didn't go up by 20 at some point in the game, it was like, you know, you felt a little bit sad inside. So I think when we're playing well, we're capable of beating anybody, but not just beating anyone. We can beat anybody by, like, double digits. So it's been great. I keep telling my son Stockton that he doesn't know the true pain of being a Jazz fan. So, you know, it's been really good, and I hate to say this out loud, even over the radio waves, but I think it was like February 22nd, I was thinking, and I had the thought, it could happen. It could happen this year. So it depends a little bit on playoff matchups and things like that, and if we're knocking down our three-point shots, but the Jazz have got a pretty good shot at making a deep run in the playoffs this year.
Here's the crazy thing to me about the Jazz and the season they're having. 23-2 at home. Two home losses on the season. That's ridiculous.
And they were the first two games, too. We were 0-2 at home, and we've won 23 straight. That's a franchise record.
That's ridiculous.
That's
crazy. What is going on in Salt Lake City? What are you guys drinking down there that's making the Jazz go 23-0, 23 in a row at home?
You know, I'm not sure exactly. I think having some fans back in the building has been good. But, I mean, just playing at home, I don't know what it is, but we seem to just play a little bit better there, feeling maybe a little bit more confident, taking you know, shots from the corner and things like that. But yeah, whatever it's doing, they're in Vivint Smart Home Arena. It's working.
It's working. Don't mess with it, right? Aaron, right. I want to ask you, you know, nationally, there's been some disrespect, you could say. I think some Jazz fans word it that way, towards the Jazz. Do you feel like people are finally taking the Jazz seriously now?
No. No, I don't. And I don't know what it's going to take. Well, I know what it's going to take. We're going to have to win the whole dang thing this year. Yeah. That's what it's going to take. But it's just hilarious to me that still the Jazz have been in first place for I don't know how long, most of the season at this point. But I turn on SportsCenter, First Take, whatever it may be, and they're always saying the teams to beat in the West are the Lakers and the Clippers. You know, nobody's even talking about Phoenix, who, you know, gave us a run for our money the other night, obviously. But, yeah, nobody's talking about those top two teams out West for some reason.
Aaron, we mentioned how you've been a Utah Jazz fan your entire life. And, of course, the late 90s run with Stockton and Malone and the Jazz squad at that time. How do you compare this year's Jazz team to that late 90s Jazz team when you start talking about Donovan Mitchell, who's he's averaging, what, 30 points a game, something ridiculous, close to that, and then you throw in Rudy Gobert. Is Mitchell to Gobert, is it starting to build something competitive to Stockton to Malone?
You know, that's going to be hard to say. I think we got to make it to the finals at least, but, you know, we love Rudy and Donovan here. There was a point in time when national media said those two would never be able to get along again after the COVID outbreak and all that, but I think they got something special, and I think that, you know, winning solves everything. As far as comparing this team to the team in the 90s, it's totally different NBA, way more physical back in the day. I was at a game where Karl Malone broke a guy's nose. But just the sheer amount of 3-point shots that we're putting up with this team is just incredible. You know, there have been a lot of comparisons to the early runs by the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You know, we're shooting and making more threes than even that team did. And so it is still kind of strange to me to watch a team that runs, you know, a faster paced offense. We still run a little bit of pick and roll, but I mean, if we got an open three, we're going to take it. And most of the time at this point, we're going to make it.
So up and coming for the Jazz, they've got the Kings tomorrow night, the Wizards coming up on Monday, then the Thunder on Tuesday. Looking at those games, any of those worry you? What are your thoughts on those upcoming games?
Much easier games coming up than the last three that we've had. You know, it's funny that the Lakers, Anthony Davis has been out for a while. LeBron is out indefinitely or whatever. They can lose 4 or 5 games in a row, and the national media will say, oh, just wait. Just wait till the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Regular season doesn't count. The Jazz recently lost 2 games in a row to playoff teams, and Jazz fans felt like it was like the end of the world. But definitely nice and glad to see the schedules lightening up a little bit. I think these are definitely some winnable games coming up.
So, Aaron, when the Jazz get into the playoffs, when the postseason begins, who do you see then as the biggest contender against the Jazz in the West? Is it Phoenix, or does the national media still have something with the Clippers and the Lakers and Nuggets? Are they still? I mean, is the king king until you beat him? I guess is what I'm saying.
You know, I would love to see the Jazz, first of all, match up with somebody like Memphis, a team that we recently beat 3 times in like 6 days. So that would be great. Phoenix, honestly, they beat us the other night, but they beat us in overtime when we didn't even show up until the third quarter. So if we would have made even remotely close to the number of threes we typically make, we would have blown those guys out. So I'm not really worried about Phoenix at this point. Chris Paul also has a tendency to injure himself during the playoffs, so we'll see what happens there. The Clippers, I think, are going to be a tough team simply because of the number of superstars that they have. And it does seem like they're officiated differently. Same thing with the Lakers. We'll see if they can get healthy, though. And the thing that I keep telling myself with these teams like the Clippers or the Lakers or the Nuggets or in the East, the Brooklyn Nets, who just added about 20 different superstars to their team, is that it really only matters if they make it to the point where they have to face the Jazz. So Brooklyn, honestly, even though I'm watching their wins and losses, it really only matters what Brooklyn does if they make it to the finals and the Jazz do as well. So as far as the team that I'm probably most afraid of at this point, probably honestly be the Clippers. I know they've been struggling lately, but Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, those two are tough to beat in the playoffs, especially depending on how the game is officiated.
Good perspective from Aaron A-Town Christensen here today. A-Town, final question for you, buddy. You named your son Stockton after, of course, the legend John Stockton. Are you going to continue that theme for your future children? Is the wife in on this?
There's a lot of loaded questions in that little statement there. A lot of assumptions.
Yeah, you know, I tried middle name Malone. That didn't work. Carl, my wife doesn't like. Somebody said I should have named a kid Hornacek, but the nickname that comes with that is not good in the schoolyard. I don't know. I don't know, guys. We'll have to see in the next couple years what future names will come into this family.
Fair enough.
But for now, we got Stockton. He's a very good boy, and go Jazz, baby.
Aaron A-Town Christensen joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. A-Town, always a pleasure. Let's do it again.